spotted.
Hmm.
I've been a busy boy.
Right, good. Shall we go now? Know what's happened?
Well, I've just had a big old list of jobs to do. Have you done all your jobs?
I think so.
Yeah. We'll make a change.
Well, I've refilled the energy cells that we were talking about last time.
Oh, good. Well, obviously you have, because we're still here to tell the tale.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think it matters, because we're just rolling around, I think.
But
if
maybe
I read the gauge correctly.
That might be what is keeping me rolling, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
Gotta keep rolling.
Yeah.
Gotta keep rolling on.
Well, I could put that Limp Bizkit song on. They covered that, didn't they?
Don't
know. Rolling, rolling, rolling. It's
I have
atrocious.
No memory of
good,
that at
lucky
all.
Lucky you.
No, I've done all my jobs like a good boy. I cleaned the periscope.
We've got a periscope?
That's what I call it.
What does that do?
It allows you to see... I'll show you, because have you never seen the periscope before?
No, where is
it? The intergalactic periscope, to give it its full name. Well, it's an acronym, periscope. It's not an actual periscope.
Oh.
It's an acronym. Do you want to know what it stands for?
Come on, then.
Peeking everywhere, right inside. It's sort of split to the word inside. You know those acronyms where they have to sort of really crowbar it in. There was one I saw... like radar or something like that. There's one that I saw recently, like when I was looking through me, you know, I was looking in the archive.
You spend a lot of time in there.
I'm into me history.
Yeah.
I'm really
You're
into
very
me
learned.
History. I am. Thank you very much. I was looking, and there was an old 21st century weapon. It was an anti-aircraft, anti-air weapon.
Uh-huh.
And the name escapes me right now, which
was
is unfortunate.
Akagun or something.
Hmm?
Akagun.
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 Akabilk.
Akaka.
What's an Akagun?
I don't know. I'm just.
That's the sound it makes.
My brain's just when it says that. But I don't know if there's something went wrong with the pressure in the cabin and stuff that I'm in. But my brain tells us weird stuff.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm...
You look sort of like you've been. Like the weight, though, you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders as well. So is that just the cabin weighing you down? And like, you're sitting, you've got your legs pretty much behind your head at the moment, which I didn't realize you could do.
I've just been looking at the stock and stuff. I don't know how long we're going to be able to survive.
Stock check, ration check.
I'll just drop that on you there.
Fucking hell. Right, hang on.
We'll discuss that some other time.
Because there was, hang on. So that's three things there. So periscope, we'll go back to that. What was that weapon called? Patriot.
Patriot missile.
Aye. But the actual, I can't remember exactly what it stands for, but it's like proper crowbarred in. There's like about
three...
So it
could be called Patriot.
There's like three words that just like sort of miss out of the acronym. Like just, you know, not worry about the of the something. We'll just leave them out.
Isn't it obscene that they would call a weapon the Patriot missile, as if it kind of takes some of the crap away from the fact it's a missile and it's going to kill people. But we'll call it the Patriot missile. That's nice.
Well, we all know how it ended. So, you know, well, we do. But, yeah, periscope. Inside, curly, ocular, penetration episode. So what it does is it actually allows you to see past the current plane of time.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm
so it's not so much... It's not the past, it's not the present, and it's not the future. It's the fourth one.
Which is?
It's sort of all three.
Combined?
Aye.
Like a kind of like cocktail?
Yeah, like a cocktail of time, or a time cocktail.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should write books.
I haven't got any paper. Or ink, which is integral. Haven't you got... Where did that typewriter go? The one with the googly eyes on?
Oh, it's sent out in the space.
Yeah.
I'm having a clear up, but I'll tell you about that some other time.
Well, it's spring clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, clean, by spring clean, literally, I'm just jettisoning everything outside.
Literally just cleaning all the springs that you found that are really important and integral to the...
Are they?
The pod. The
only thing that's... Don't look out that portal right now.
Really. Springs just spinning around.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
With important spring written on it.
Do not toss.
Yeah, do not.
Do not jettison. I did your washing.
Oh, that's nice.
That needed to be done.
I thought that robot had been doing that.
Well, that's, I mean, how dare you?
Oh, you're the robot? You?
Apparently so.
Well, it must be the lighting. When you're not in this room, you look completely different.
Well, obviously, there's no water available and there's no detergent, I suppose. So I had to get creative. And I was going to use all those springs, but obviously, so I just had to just throw them against the cabin wall, the pod wall.
Yeah, it's put holes in them.
Yeah, just try to get that outer crust off.
I like the crust. It's giving us a hug.
Oh, is that, that's lovely, that. Crusty, a little crusty hug. That was your nickname at school.
Yeah, was it? Buying me back, hug. Though. No, ah, to
awesome.
Me face.
Oopsie.
Awesome Ross was my nickname to me face.
Awesome Ross?
Aye.
Oh, no, it was more like, oh, so fucking Ross, than you just heard.
Oh.
Awesome Ross. Yeah, so what have you been doing today? Since the last time I saw you?
Well, I seem to have just nicked your idea by doing some spring cleaning.
Right, so that's all you've been doing.
I've also been playing a game of chess via the mail.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm still waiting on a mail thing, so I've moved my pawn and I've waited. How long have we been in space now?
How long haven't we been in space?
But I'm still waiting for that first move.
Right, okay.
But I've got quite a plan for when I get it.
Right.
It's going to be dangerous.
So are you black?
Yeah.
Oh, so it hasn't even started yet.
Oh, I'm white then. I've moved one move. Is that what the thing is?
Yeah. So you've made the first move.
But I don't see colours, you see. Like that's black or white. I'm not like that.
That's integral to chess.
That was my error. Yeah. Well, I've had to make the bits myself.
Oh, out
so of. There's not black and white. There's just bits of stuff.
And what
some
did
of them
you use?
Springs.
Okay.
There was the plug holes, the plug things. The plugs.
Electric plugs or plugs for...
both. Right, okay. The kind of like spark plug things that I found loads of in the engine room.
In the engine?
Yeah, they were like going... So I just thought, oh, wicked, I'll have some of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bits of wire that had caution do not remove written on. And just like energy cells and stuff.
Yeah.
The queen is, which is the most important bit.
Well,
the king and queen are the most important pieces, and they are
while you think the king is the most important, but the queen is the most powerful.
That's true. So the queen is the low role holders that were had.
Okay, yeah.
That I just nicked. And the kings are the hoses, the emergency hoses were had.
Right.
On the spare sticks. King.
And the what?
The spare stick things that were had. The joysticks in case we wanted to like move around a bit.
Because you got a spare one. So you got your main one and then you've got a spare one in case.
Well, I had four, so they're the castles.
Right, okay. Okay, interesting. I hope you get someone to play with.
Well, stick... Yeah, exactly. Just stick. I'll tell you about it next time.
Have you not?
It's dangerous.
Did you not fancy playing with Core? CAW, the computer.
The computer just keeps on saying something at the minute. So it's pointless having a conversation with it.
What is it?
Emergency. Like, who removed those springs? That's all it seems
emergency, emergency. Has anyone seen me springs?
Yeah. I've got a spring loose, I keep saying.
It's probably an out.
Yeah, it's joking, because it's bands, I thought. So I just put spring just is in the air.
That's awful.
Thanks.
Not the singing was beautiful.
Yeah. I have a voice of an angel.
Yeah. Have you got any questions?
Yes, the book is flew open.
Mm-hmm.
France was still executing people by guillotine when the first Star Wars movie came out.
Yeah, it was like the 70s, wasn't it, when they did the final...
So it's 77 it came out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Aye. That is crazy.
And it's such a, like, weird way of killing people, I feel.
Barbaric.
What isn't barbaric? What would you say is a non-barbaric way of killing someone?
Well, you do have the humane, what they call sort of humane, like lethal injection is supposed to be the most humane one.
But that's even supposed to be painful?
Oh, I'd imagine so. Anything that's going to, well, I would imagine it just stops your heart or something, doesn't it?
I think it floods your lungs. So you like, as you like, I don't know, to be honest. I'd heard that they get it wrong sometimes, and sometimes people are like,
really?
But I heard that about the electric chair as well.
Yeah. I've heard stories about it taking a long, old time.
Or people exploding.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. There's a documentary I watched ages ago about this guy who was designing them.
Uh-huh.
He was designing them because they'd had so much bother.
He was designing the...
the electric chairs.
Ah.
It was a class documentary, because what happened was he then had to... because certain states of America were using electric chairs, whilst other ones were using different devices.
Uh-huh.
And later on in the story, he ended up designing other ways of killing people. But he was like a designer. He didn't really...
so he didn't have like a horse in the race, so to speak. He was just like having a gun. Was he bored?
I think he was like renowned like tinkerer. Sort of like, we'll get him involved.
The Royal Tinkerer.
But I think the documentary is called Dr. Death, because the end of it was he got involved with those Holocaust deniers who thought that, all those Jewish people didn't get exterminated in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the death camps and tried to extract bits of material from where the shower were,
mm-hmm.
to try and find out if you could find any of the gas, residual gas in there. Yeah. And he said he couldn't. So then the Holocaust deniers started using him as a kind of like benchmark of saying, this man has done tests,
mm.
and that many people couldn't have died. But he then holded his hands up and said, I'd actually done an incorrect way of doing it.
Right.
But the damage was done. He was cancelled, and basically he was just trying his best by killing people and testing for...
Yeah.
He was just a canny man in a weird...
misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. Ah. Guillotine. Apparently you can... this is an age-old rumour, if you like, where you still can see... once your head's been chopped off, you can for a certain amount of time, you can still actually look around and stuff.
I'd heard that, yeah.
And that's true.
Hell, well, I mean, whenever anyone says that, the classic that you want to see, your brain wants to see is, well, how do they know that? The eyes moving might be just a involuntary kind of thing that they're doing, you know?
Like a spasm.
Yeah, they might just be like rolling back or like going all... blah, 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 blah.
That's horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah. What I'd like to know who come up with the guillotine as the idea.
Aye.
And why did like that country go, oh, we'll have that one. Mm. Like imagine like sitting in a like dealership flicking through the books of like actual ways of killing people for your country, you know, like, and you're just like, I don't like gas. I don't like it.
Yeah.
What else is there? Drowning people to death? It seems a bit... Oh, guillotine, what's this? Oh, that looks a bit weird.
Yeah.
Look at that. There's a big bit of string and there's a basket that you get the head in. What do you do with the head? Or you can like show it to people in that. Oh, wicked, we'll have that.
Yeah, stick it on a pike.
And it's got to be different from England because they're hanging people, and I've heard they're like hung, drawn, quarter them. So we'll be different from England. So we've got guillotines.
So what's hung, drawn and quartered? Is that, isn't it something like you're tied to four horses and the horses pull you apart or something mad like that? Isn't that... hung, drawn, I think so. I think you're hung until nearly dead, and then drawn, I think they cut you open or something, and then quartered. I'm pretty sure they tie you to four horses and the horses pull you apart.
Bloody hell.
I might be completely wrong there, but I'm sure it's something like that.
That's almost like, right, we're hanging him.
Mm.
Right, so you murdered 10 people, we're hanging him.
Mm.
Okay. That person murdered 20 people. What are you going to do to him? Shit. What about if we burn him a bit before we hang him?
Yeah.
That guy's like done something to the king. Well, obviously that's worse.
Yeah.
Because we live in like this
bit of ridiculous
kind of like... so we're going to have to do something even worse. What about tying him to horses?
Yeah.
I like it.
You're going places. I like you. Yeah. You got some great ideas.
He's done something wrong and he's getting pulled by the horses.
Nah, that's horrendous. They used to do all sorts of awful things, like flaying people and stuff like that, like removing their skin, man.
I know.
You couldn't have been alive for very long experiencing that. There was a time when I went to, I took a trip a long time ago. It's all come back to me. It's all coming back. And I went to this place. It was called Italy.
Oh, hi.
Italy. And I went to this city called Milan.
Hi.
And there was a sort of cathedral thing that we went into, and there was a statue that just completely blew my mind. I couldn't comprehend this statue. It was so, the detail and the way they designed it was like, it was so strange. And I later found out it was because this saint, Saint Bartholomew, had been flayed. Oh. So he had no skin on his flesh. So that's why he looked so mad.
Holy, back then as well, there's this horrible film, French movie called Martyrs. And at the end, the premise of the movie is if you have a near-death experience through the intense pain, you see a religious, you have an epiphany, and right. You can see like the meaning of life almost.
All right.
And the latter half of that movie involves someone getting the skin removed and Jesus. Like just basically getting beaten. It's really hard to watch. It's like a difficult movie, this French like art house movie, but the idea that someone's removing the skin to have like a kind of like religious epiphany.
That's horrendous.
It is. It's unpleasant, all that, like all those torture devices as well, you know, like the Iron Maiden and Not the Band.
Fucking Not the Band, man. Because you know, like someone would go, oh, like the Band, like.
And they're like torture listening to them, like.
I fancy going grab a pint, like, fucking digging out after this. So.
Yeah, you fancy having a few jars.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, mate. No, I'm busy. Like, I think you're funny in that, right? You're a good lad in that, but. I don't know who we were being there.
We could have a day where we're like that.
Just pretend.
Fancy it. I'll get one of the pod, the bits of the pod, and I'll do it out like a kind of like rough pub.
Could we sort of fashion some cigarettes out of stuff, like some stuff that's
sure
underneath our beds and stuff like that, and try to smoke it?
Aye, we can have all that, and we can have like we can just drink some of the really bad beer you've been drinking.
Uh-huh. What about is there anything that you can think of you could sort of make into makeshift like pork scratchings? So anything you can think of that could be made into that?
Like toenails or something. Roast them on a roasted fire.
How are those bunions doing that you've got?
How dare you? Well, my feet are impeccable.
Well, yeah, because the bunions were removed by...
Is that what happened? I fell asleep for a long time, and when I got up, I felt a lot better. Like,
it was the toenail clippers with googly eyes on. Fucking hell, man.
God, they got...
Last time, I promise. No, because what I mean is, I know that they're not on your feet anymore, but did you... Because you were keeping them. You were building
them
up.
Yeah, I've kept them in jars and stuff.
Aye.
I've been keeping... Weirdly enough, I've been keeping all that stuff, but jettison what I'm starting to think.
Jettison is, springs.
Yeah, things that seems to be quite important to the running of the ship.
You could open up with all the stuff that you've been keeping that's been falling off your body or being removed surgically. You could open up some sort of like cabinet of curiosities, kind of like fucking like, people will come and pay money just to come and look at your roll up,
come here.
This came off me and... Stardate,
yeah,
68.
If we ever land on a planet with a different aliens and stuff, and they want to see this sort of stuff, they'll be in for a treat. Like,
can you imagine that?
Imagine us just landing as they like, open, like all this steam, and out will come you. Like, it'll be like the day the Earth stood still. I'll be like that dude, the robot, and you'll be the other guy coming out.
Guaranteed, I would still, when I got down the steps and got down to the bottom, I'd still like sort of. Stand up, I'd get down and I'd kind of like maybe I'd have to get out of this ship and sort of crouched. And as soon as I got down the bottom, I'd stand up and go, oh, like that, like stretch me back out, like because I'm just such an old cunt with a sore back.
No, you're not.
I'm getting there, but I like that would ruin that scene, wouldn't it? Like,
the aliens,
who are these? Ah, yeah, don't mind me. or just do a big burp or something like that.
Imagine if farting was their language. There's a there's a film where he has a crap idea, because I watched Arrival and I fucking hated it. He has an idea for a film. Mm. You come down that thing and you start conversing with the aliens, and the aliens are like, I don't understand you. We'll start trying all the technology to try and catch it, and then you fart and the aliens understand we. Yeah. And then they shoot we, because it really, what you said was, when you farted, was let's go to war or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then the film ends and everyone sits around going, give them guys an Oscar. Like, what happened with Arrival?
Well, what'll happen is, actually, can I just slightly tweak that? Because we're breaking
the story. You can, but I'm getting all the, like, writing.
No, but this is good, because it'll be really good.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, you fought, that's great, that's fantastic, but then they kill you, and the other alien goes, why did you kill him? And he says, did you not hear him? He said he was going to cut me head off with a guillotine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that light beeping?
I think it's time to take a little break. A little piss break. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, in that little bucket over there.
No, that's the shit bucket. No, that's the bucket for your head, because there's guillotines.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
just have a piss, mate.
Still, it was nice of them to come, particularly considering most of them are dead. I mean, there's Uncle Peter, dancing the bloody Macarena or something. He died back in 1988. His darts player, he just won a trophy, won the finals, held it up aloft and lightning struck. Took him out, stiff as a board there on the altar. I know it's nice to see their faces again. It's nice that they thought to be here on my special day. But I'm not getting up to dance. I don't care how pissed I get. Like, they can, no. They can cha-cha-cha all the fucking want, but I'm not getting up.
Captain, alert. Incoming.
Go ahead, Elspeth.
Life forms detected, quadrant LDC-117Q, Barrett 5, life indicated, confirming.
Repeat, Barrett 5?
Settlement 3 pulses confirming, Barrett 5, life apparent 3 pulses, human life detected, Barrett 5, Captain.
Decision time. I hate to break up the party, I think I'm going to take this chance. It'll mean no coming back. If I leave the ship and the lander, that's it. There's no fuel in that thing to get me back. If I go to Barrett 5, that's it.
You all sorted? All,
I'm fine, yes.
All finished? All of your system?
All done.
All? Did you dry it off?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just?
I always do.
Yeah. Did you just shake
Let's
it, or
not
did
discuss.
You?
It's all done.
A little bit of tissue.
You were watching us, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but I just like it when you tell us. So, Rosa, I've been feeling a little bit sort of introspective. I don't know if that's the right word, but I don't know. I feel kind of, and this might be a little bit morbid. Although, judging from what we've just been talking about, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was triggered by this. Did you get this? The sort of, I got this note. It was in my digital mailbox. Have you got a digital mailbox?
No, because I've been waiting for me move and chess, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
it might be in there.
Yeah, it might be in there. You need to remember your password.
Oh, excellent. I think I remember.
Gain access. But it's probably going to be one of two passwords that you always use. Obviously, the first one that you always use is.
Yeah. Big boy 69, yeah.
Yeah, and your second one that you always use is
little
boy 69.
Yeah, but ironic, like little boy, open bracket, exclamation mark, close bracket, 69.
Is it boy, B-O-I? Boy?
No.
Oh. So, is it B-O-U-Y?
I don't want to tell you anymore because you're going to be hacking me boy. Stuff.
Yeah, and because I really want to know if you got this as well. So it was this little sort of, it was like a checklist, and it said, getting your affairs in order checklist. Did you get one of them?
No.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is, huh?
It was the person, the sender, it didn't show. It was sort of like scrambled, so it didn't tell us who it came from. But I've got a couple of ideas.
Was it not the robot? I keep thinking the robot, the computer. Because I keep saying, it's tell them we're emergency. We're going to die.
Maybe, but it felt more like a kind of, like almost like a threat. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
But it got us thinking anyway. Like, it made us think about certain things. And yeah, getting your affairs in order, it might not be a bad thing. Because we don't know how long we're going to be out here.
That's
true,
yeah.
We're spinning out of control for so long. So maybe we need to just go through this checklist. I've certainly got to. And I mean, unless you sent that to me and that, is who's
no, I no? don't. I don't work like that. That's no not what I'm like.
So you just come straight out, and if you had a problem and you were going to do something about it, you'd just chop my head off.
I would just fly out into space.
Oh, really?
Yourself, yeah.
With your springs.
Yeah, with my springs.
Just spring off.
Huh?
So it made us think. Say, if the worst did happen, and you want to be remembered, what would you like me to put on your holographic tombstone? What would you like to be on there for people to see? And for it to be your legacy almost.
Something confusing.
And nice. I like it.
So then people will be like, oh, what's that mean?
That sort of like the start of a riddle almost.
Like just a weird bunch of symbols that mean nothing. Right, okay. The end.
So people kind of go, we need to crack this code.
Aye.
And there's nothing.
There's nothing. That's the joke.
Or when they do crack it, it just says, ha-ha, or you're a mug, or something like that. Yeah, I like that, actually.
What I would like to send people on is a wild goose chase so that when, like, say, if we're back on Earth, there would be this really long-winded way of getting to this box that's, like, buried deep in the ground.
Right.
And when they open the box, there's nothing in it. But then later on, they find out, they see this video, like, because I don't know, like, maybe there's a kind of, like, way that I can find out that when this box is being dug up, this video gets dropped on the internet. It's just me farting in the box. And then closing the box and then burying it.
And then do they have to translate the fart?
Yeah, I...
Oh, sorry.
You're getting your mad stories mixed up.
My brain went ahead a little bit too much there. And then I went back and I heard what you said. So you farted in the box and then you buried it.
Yes.
And then you play the video so they go, oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant. I thought you were going to say, and this is the last time I do this joke, and then it's the last time I do the next joke as well.
Oh, great. I might take a drink for the end of an era, basically.
Here's the first one. I thought it was going to be a box full of springs.
All right, yeah.
And I thought the springs were going to have googly eyes on.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But we'll bury that one.
No pun intended.
So
what would your one be then?
I think it would probably be, just off the top of my head, I just thought it would be something like, he tried his best.
Bless him.
He's a trier. He was a trier. He allies Tom. He was a trier. You know, he gave it a go. He gave it a good go.
Would you want that on your tombstone, though?
Again, I think it would be a lot more questions asked.
Yeah.
Of like, tried at what? And did he succeed or did he fail at those things? Or what was his role? Like, was he really important? Because he was really important. Like, was he king of the world? Like, and he was a trier. Like, that's not very good. But if you just like, Adam and I, just like a bit shit at football, but you're a trier. I was always, as you know.
Like the playmaker?
Oh. Thanks very much. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I remember playing a game of football, and I'm sure we've discussed this before. I'm 100% sure.
Is this your first touch story?
There's nothing wrong with my first touch.
No, there was this one point where like the ball got blasted and you brought it down like so sweetly.
Oh, really?
You
witnessed it?
Yeah. Oh, is that your story?
That's not, no, but that is going to be my story from now on.
All right.
It was when I was, I went to play football with this group of people that I didn't know, and one of them said, oh, we'll put the big lad in centre-half. It's centre-half. And he was referring to me.
Wow.
And I was like, first of all, the big lad. Excuse me. And then second of all, centre half. However, isn't that like a canny important sort of defensive role? Like you play just ahead of the defenders. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm whipping down the wing, me.
Yeah.
Pinging in the balls and stuff, taking free kicks. That's what I used to be anyway. I made myself on FIFA.
My experience of centre-halves and anyone who plays in defence, who I was, is when you went out to other teams and they wanted to like put you in that team, it used to be them positions. Because you know why? No one wanted to play in that positions.
That makes perfect sense. And I think I had, I don't think I had shorts. I think it was a time when I didn't wear shorts. I was wearing like tracksuit bottoms and that.
Thank God, I thought it was going to get a bit more sexy than that. And that's why they were calling you the big lad. Put him in centre half, the guy with knee pants.
And he's Johnson can play up front. Fucking lads. Do you want to come for a pint?
Yeah, get back to that. With us, I'm going to recreate down the...
That one, that is a fucking nice pop. I tell you what, I'll get the first round in. Read, yeah, man. The fucking missus back home, Reed, fucking the other night. You know what it's like, don't you? I'm fucking mate. Like, just can't sound like that.
And it goes on. I might give this night a miss.
Yeah. No. Did you say spoons? That's another joke. I think we should retire.
It's retired.
Speaking of jokes, do you want a joke?
Yes, I hope it is funny.
Give me a number between 1 and 100. And we're getting to the point now where if you say one we've already had, I wouldn't be surprised because it feels like we've been doing this for years.
99 was 100.
We've had 99. Oh, that was Jody Washington. It was a big one, that one.
100?
Okay.
Why don't you like rip out the pages with red and like eat them or something?
it would be better than fucking some of the stuff we eat in here, right? Let's talk extensively about some of the things we eat in this pod. And we'll do that in another.
Yeah, we'll do that some other.
I had a canny job during the war. I was an air raid warden. Gan and ruined the colliery, Raz. Oh dear.
Have you stepped on a landmine?
Oh no.
Is it a bomb?
Oh,
is
my
it racist?
Goodness me. Right, okay, I'm just gonna omit it with a
beep.
See if you can tell where I've omitted the racial slur. Gannon Runda Colliery Raz looking for racial slur and racial slur in windows with me little flash lamp. Why, one neat, I sees a little light and a little window. I knocked on a door and a little voice says, "Who's there?" "Send your mother out," I says. "I canna, me mother went out when me feather came in," said the little voice. "Why, send your feather out," I says. "Me feather went out when me brother came in." "Why, I'll have a word with your brother," the little voice replied. "Me brother went out when me sister came in." Fucking hell, man, is this going to end?
Oh, Jesus, you broke that. I was so intrigued by the story.
It goes on.
Okay.
"I'll read," I says. "I'll have a word with your sister." "No," said the little voice. "You cannot do that. You see me sister when I came in." "By gox." It's that again.
Oh,
"By
no.
gox," I says. "What a funny hoose this is." "This is not a hoose, mister," says the little voice. "This is a netty." It's actually, "This is the netty." But, you know, I messed it up a little bit.
Eh?
Yeah. So, they're going in and out.
I understand. I do really understand it, but I don't understand quite a lot of things. Was the toilet the person talking to the person?
Ooh,
like one of
existential.
Those, like, kind of modern toilets that can talk to people.
Do you want some toast? So, the best bit about this is that those two racial slurs are so completely irrelevant to the entire joke.
Just a bit spice.
There was no need
to add to the mix.
There was no need. And the horrible racial slurs as well.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you. But I won't show anybody else.
Okay.
So there you go. That's an awful book, but we're gonna persevere with it.
Aye.
Because it's nice to remember that we aren't in this
so
little
horrible pod
of ours, spinning around, we aren't as horrible a pair of cunts as there was once was. As there was once was. There once was.
Yeah, I'll sleep more easy.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going down below to carry on my chess game.
Well, good luck. I hope you eventually get to make a second move.
Cheers.
Before I make the first move on you.
Oh dear.
Sorry, mate. See you later.
Bye.